Roto-Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up to the minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey, everybody. What is up? Welcome, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast here for you on this Wednesday, the 25th day of February. Dan Bach in the driver's seat with you today, and it's going to be a show dominated by game analysis, because it's a big night in daily fantasy hoops, and we're going to kind of take you through the game-by-game analysis of it, and I'll give you my thoughts, and it's a good basis. Remember, you got to use all the tools that we have here in Roto Grinders. You've got to follow Twitter. You got to follow the news. Daily Fantasy Hoops is built on that. On knowing the injuries, the coaches' decisions, the different starting lineups, that can dictate a lot. But, you know, I think that exactly what we do here for you on the show is a great way to start your day and kind of get your lineup building process going. We certainly appreciate you listening to us. You got a lot of options out there in podcasting land, certainly with fantasy sports. So thank you for the download. And always subscribe to this over there on iTunes and on Stitcher. And thanks to FanDuel putting their name on this very podcast tonight. Big tournament for them. The $400,000 regular slam. They got their mega slam coming up next week, but 50K to first place tonight in that tournament. But we're not going to yap. There's no industry news for us to get into too much today. I want to get right into the nuts and bolts of the game, so let's break it down for you right now. Okay, let's open it up with the Miami Heat and Orlando Magic. I know a lot of people looked at Miami as a pace-down team, but I think Goran Dragic is going to change that. Today's total opened at 192, already at 198.5. So I think the days of Miami playing slow are a little bit over, and they played well last game in that, you know, kind of faster-paced tempo. So I do not mind Miami, and I certainly don't mind Orlando players here. We'll go through them. At point guard tonight, Dragic, you can't hate the price tag at 6,300 when he gives you 40 fantasy points last game. Will he do that, or will he put up the dud like he did against New Orleans? I think it's more towards the 41 than the 18. I think that they liked what they saw from him. I think they liked the style of basketball. Now, obviously, Philadelphia, I don't think they're a very good defensive team right now against point guards. Isaiah Cannon is small, undersized, and just not particularly great at defense. So Orlando, Elfrid Payton, you know, he's not a great on-ball defender, but he's much better than Cannon is. But I have no worries at all on Dragic. I think that they're, you know, brought him over to play him and run that offense and, you know, kind of pick up the pace of that team, and I expect that to happen today. The shooting guard spot tonight, Dwayne Wade, really good history against Orlando for his career. I think his third highest points per game has come against the Magic. And last game, I don't put a whole lot of stock in kind of the end numbers there. He only played 23 minutes. It was pretty much a blowout by the third quarter there. So a guy like Wade, they don't need to play very much. In a more closely contested game, like this one should be, you've got Orlando 3-point dogs at home. I could see Wade having a pretty good game here for pretty low ownership. You know, he's not been good his last three games back, but I could see Wade stepping his game up here and certainly being a nice tournament option. You know, if he gets you 40 fantasy points, I don't think a lot of people will have exposure to him. I don't think it's an impossibility tonight. I don't mind Oladipo. A little bit off of him, cooled since Tobias Harris returned. And as for Harris himself, you know, obviously did not look the part last game. I think he's in wait-and-see mode. I mean, at that same price point, you got Luol Deng, who has been over 30 fantasy points three of the last four games. Played a lot of four last game as well, which kind of kept him on the court even longer. So I like him tonight. I can get behind him a good bit at 6,200. At power forward, neither, you know, the only punt option potentially could be Channing Frye, but he's limited in his minutes. You know, he's not going to play more than 22, 23 minutes. And if he gets you a fantasy point per minute, you'll take it. But he hasn't been averaging that all that often. So really dependent on the three-point shot. I'm not really looking too much at him today. But the center spot, I like both these guys. Nikola Vucevic, everything runs through him. He's under 9K at 8,600. Whiteside, a pretty good defender. So I think that can hurt him a little bit. But it doesn't cool me to the point of, you know, just fading him altogether. And then Whiteside on the flip side, he's just been money in the bank. When he's on the court, he gets you over a fantasy point a minute. 28 minutes, 28 fantasy points. 30, 38, 20, 27, 28, 34, and even 19 and 20. So it's all about foul trouble. It's all about staying on the court. Good price tag, and a guy we've seen have some massive upside in the past. Orlando struggles against center, so put him on your favorites list. Dallas and Atlanta. Dallas played last night. This is the third game in four nights. The only kind of storyline I'm really looking at here is Rajon Rondo. You know, if Rondo would somehow sit in this game because he got into a big spat with Rick Carlisle, I think Devin Harris or J.J. Barea could move into somebody that we want to look at. Monte Ellis, maybe the only other guy I'm considering here for Dallas. I say that just because Kyle Korver potentially could be the defensive matchup for him, and I think that's a big advantage there to Monte Ellis. But Korver, on the other hand, at 4,700, a good value play here tonight at under 5K. At shooting guard, I could see him getting hot from the exterior. This is one of the few games with a total over 300. Not totally enamored with Jeff Teague today. If I'm going mid-range, I think I'm going cheaper than him. Small forward-wise, DeMar Carroll at 5,400, a little bit pricier than I would like. Aminu played really well last night. 25 fantasy points in 28 minutes, a little bit under 5K there. But the guy I really like, Paul Millsap, I think he looks like he's in a real good spot here. Dallas does not rebound particularly well, and he's coming off a near 50 fantasy point game against Milwaukee. And let's face it, I don't think that Dirk Nowitzki is going to be able to handle Paul Millsap, especially third game in four nights. I could see him limiting his minutes a little bit. Maybe Stoudemire gets more run, and I don't think that that's even a huge upgrade defensively there. So I like Paul Millsap a good bit at that kind of middle tier $7,600 number. Tyson Chandler did come up a little bit gimpy late in that game. If he would be out, then I'd consider Al Horford. But if he is going to play, probably would cool on Horford at 8,200. New York and Boston, really nobody on New York that I'm looking at. Potentially Lance Thomas as a punt play at min salary at small forward. Wasn't horrendous in his last start. Assuming he starts again, he could make value on that salary, but I can't get behind pretty much anybody else there. Boston side of things, I'm only looking to the bigs here today. Again, if Kelly Olynyk is out, and if he is, cue up Brandon Bass at 5K on FanDuel as borderline plug and play. And same with Tyler Zeller. I don't think he's plug and play because there's a lot of other center options that I like, but 4,800 is a fair number for a guy. 36, 36, 31 minutes, 20, 24, 36, his fantasy production. So I can get behind that just a little bit. Point guard spot, Thomas, if I would get the green light on him starting and getting 30 minutes of action, maybe. But he's not doing that. And until he does at 6,100, I think I'd rather go up and get Dragic at just a little bit more than him. And Avery Bradley, we got to talk about him here. He's been red hot. He's been shooting the ball incredibly well last three games. 42, 36, 50. I think he is playing over his head, but you're still getting a great bang for your buck at under 6K there for Avery Bradley. So not a bad opponent here going against the New York Knicks. Brooklyn and New Orleans, you've got Jared Jack supposed to return, but limited minutes off the bench, and Deron Williams kind of, invigorated by moving into that starting lineup. 40 fantasy points in each of the last two. Now, let's cool a little bit. It was versus Denver and LA. Those teams suck. You look at New Orleans, they're not great against point guards either. Tyreke Evans, not a plus defender by any stretch. So I don't mind him at 6K. I just think he's more in line for 30 fantasy points here tonight rather than 40. The shooting guard spot, Markel Brown played 45 minutes last game and played pretty well. 10, 11, 2, 4, and 2. Almost 37 fantasy points last night. But at under 4K, I'm just not sure about what his status is going to be with some guys with the lineup here tonight, especially with Jarrett Jack returning. But he played well, so maybe they'll put him back out there. Small forward, power forward, don't really care for much of anything in this game. The center spot, it's tough not to consider Brook Lopez a little bit, certainly in a tournament format. At 6,800, if we give him 30 for Denver, he had 29.8, so that's, I'll round up. You're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of his last 10 games over 30 fantasy points on FanDuel. Not many guys under 7K will give you that kind of production, so I will checkmark him as a favorite on my lineup builder on RotoGrinders. Daily research tab. Free plug for us. Alexis Ajinsa, if he's still cheap where you're playing, I think he's worth a look. 27 minutes against Toronto, 26 fantasy points, 4,300 on FanDuel tonight. Chicago and Charlotte. Chicago going to be without Derrick Rose here. He is hurt and probably going to be out for a little while. Heinrich and Brooks both sitting at min salary. I love it. Love it if Derrick, if Aaron Brooks drew a start. I got a hunch it's going to be Heinrich. But both of these guys certainly in play at that min salary. But Jimmy Butler, for me, gets the biggest bump because of this Derrick Rose news. He's been very aggressive offensively in the games Rose has been out. His usage has gone up tremendously. Cue him up. 8,700 is not cheap, but I like him a good bit here tonight. Don't mind Mo Williams at point guard at 5,400 here, especially with some of the injuries that we've seen in Chicago with Derrick Rose going out. I mean, he's just been chucking the ball at the point guard spot. So, Mo, I'll cue him up as a potential play here this evening. Henderson and Kit Gilchrist kind of off those guys tonight. There's cheaper small forwards I prefer. Powell at 93 certainly looks like he is going to probably get another uptick in production with Rose being out. So he's expensive. I don't think he'll be widely owned tonight. But I think the guy power forward we really got to look at in Chicago is Nikola Mirotic. You know, last game when Taj Gibson was out, he went off. He went for, 37 fantasy points, 16 and 14 and 30-plus minutes. So he basically filled that Taj Gibson void. If Gibson's out again tonight at under 4K, you're going to be hard-pressed to find better value at power forward than him. At center spot, I'm not in on Al Jefferson tonight. I like the price at 8,300. Just don't know if I want to go there this evening. Joakim Noah at 68. He's okay. Yeah, I can get behind him in tournaments. Has a little bit of upside. You know, he's used to be good for like 2 blocks a game. He's only had 2 blocks once in the last 10 games. So that part of his game has definitely kind of fallen off a little bit. But good price tag. Houston and LA, all you need to know is if there's a game to stack, this might be the one. Great plays all over the place. Chris Paul, yes, especially if Beverly would be out. Obviously, James Harden's amazing play pretty much each and every night out there. His last game against the Clippers was not great and only 9 points, but that was coming off the night before where he had 70 against Phoenix and back end of a back-to-back. I think that might have even been an overtime game. So I think Harden will play well tonight against the Los Angeles Clippers. Really expensive, but pretty much a sure thing. DeAndre Jordan, I remember talking him up against Houston before, and he delivered 24 and 20 that day. They just don't have any size to compete with him. So at 9,200, he's expensive, but I expect a return to, a 20 rebound game. If he can get you 15 points, 3 blocks, 4 blocks, a couple steals, you're set up. So DeAndre Jordan, I think he's a good play tonight. Guy I'm not going to be on, Spencer Hawes. He's a stay away. Maybe you're kind of must play a power forward. Terrence Jones tonight started last game. Had 38 fantasy points, probably going to start again tonight, and I like the matchup for him as well. I think that Terrence Jones should have a pretty good day out there, so he's a really probably my favorite guy here from Houston that I'll be rostering. Hey, I love Harden, but he's really expensive, but T. Jones, cue him up, should be in a good spot. Not a lot of high total games, a lot of games out there, but not a ton with high totals. This is one of them. Philly and Milwaukee. I caution you on Michael Carter Williams. He might play today. I just don't know his role in this offense. I really like the matchup, though, because I spoke about it earlier. Isaiah Cannon is not a good defender, and MCW should be able to abuse him, But I just don't know how many minutes he's going to play coming off the injury. I'm really uncomfortable about, you know, new point guards going into a system. You saw Brandon Knight in Phoenix, you know, didn't quite do what he did out there in Milwaukee. So I think there's risk there. I'm not going to be on him tonight. Maybe I'll regret it. Honestly, I wish he would be out today because I love Jared Bayless otherwise, but it looks like he's probably going to play. Isaiah Cannon, I warn you, he's not a great player. $3,500, though, is a min salary price tag. You know, he's averaging one assist every 10 minutes his first two games. 60 minutes, six assists. Not good, Isaiah. So he's got to improve on that a little bit. But for a min salary punt, I guess you could do worse. Alphabet overpriced. Small forward, you got some value in Mbamute. I know he let us down last game, but I'm not ready to abandon ship on him yet. Hollis Thompson, not bad last game either, at 24 fantasy points at 4,100. And Covington, you know, he's a guy who's going to play a lot and, you know, had some nice steal numbers. I mean, five is a bit of an outlier, but he's usually good for, you know, two to three a game. So 33 fantasy points last time out. I don't hate him. Power forward here today. Noel's been playing well. He's not my favorite guy to roster, but this matchup isn't horrible for him. But look at the scoring numbers. 18 last game. He's been in double figures five straight games. Now, I think his, you know, you look at his rebounding numbers, they're down a little bit from, I think, what we expected. So if he can get those back into double digits to go with his, you know three-plus blocks a game, Noel's not a bad play because he gets you some steals too. So 6,700, he's going to be on the floor a good bit here tonight. Ersan Ilyasova won people money the other night. It happens from time to time. He had 36 fantasy points and against Chicago, under 4K tonight. He's okay. I think I like Mirotić better with if Taj is out, but he's okay. At center spot here, I'm not really in on Sims or Pachulia, so let's move on. Washington, Minnesota. Ricky Rubio, still under 7K and still producing like 38 to 40 fantasy points a night. So let's look at him as a good play here. Now, Washington does play better D, but I think the pace of this game is going to be up. John Wall, he struggled the last two, but you know who else struggled in their last two games before playing Minnesota and scored 70 fantasy points? That's James Harden. Now, he's not James Harden, but I could see John Wall having his best game out of his last 10 happening tonight against Minnesota. A few other guys to consider here. Andrew Wiggins, 6,700, played well on his birthday, and you know, the minutes that Thad Young was taking, he's kind of moved into that role a little bit. Shabazz Muhammad now injured, out for the season, so you're going to get a lot of Wiggins, and I think he could destroy Paul Pierce in the third game in four nights here for Washington. Wouldn't be shocked to see Paul Pierce even sit out this game, to be honest with you. Washington, usually a team I don't pick on with bigs all that often, but Pekovic and Jang have really made each other good players in terms of fantasy production. Jang, over 30 fantasy points, three of his past four games. Pekovic, he's been over 30 fantasy points in four of his last five games. They're at 6,400. Nice salaries. Gortat, the Polish Hammer's been on fire lately. Over 30 in each of the last two. Only 5,200 tonight. Another stackable game coming up here in Phoenix and Denver. Brandon Knight was disappointing in that opening game. He might be able to turn it around here at 7,400. He's only tournament play for me. But I still don't know because the role change from in the offensive scheme change going from Milwaukee to Phoenix. Didn't look great in that first game, but this is a much better matchup, so maybe this is a spot for him to turn it around. I love Eric Bledsoe, though, at 8,400. I think he could have a 50 fantasy point night tonight. Small forward spot, Tucker could be a value play. Give me Gallo, though, for 900 cheaper, especially if Wilson Chandler would be out for Denver. At the power forward spot, Markieff Morris at 6,500. Ooh, Markieff or Noel, I probably give the slight edge to Keefe. Very slight. But both, you know, they're pretty much equal in my eyes. I think Alex Len, 5K. Denver doesn't guard centers very well. Len's been over 30 in two of the last three, over 30 minutes in three consecutive games. So I like him tonight in this matchup versus Denver. Nobody really on the Nuggets that I'm considering besides Gallinari. Lawson could be a tournament option, but Knight, pretty good defender. Probably better options to go than spend on Ty Lawson today. You know what I like about the Lakers? I like that they stink at defense, and I like taking the team that they're playing. So you combine that with me really liking Rudy Gobert, and that means Rudy Gobert is going to be in a lot of my lineups tonight. 5,900 and fantasy point a minute guy. And you saw it 2 games ago against Portland. Foul trouble caused him only to score 24 fantasy points in 24 minutes. But San Antonio, 31 minutes, 34 fantasy points. The guy is legit. So I like him a good bit tonight in that middle tier center spot. I think this is a good position for Hayward, too, at home against the Lakers. I think that he could easily, you know, have a big offensive day. You look at some of the scoring numbers. In the last 10 games, he's had a 26, a 27, 24, 30, 32. Now, the last three haven't been hot, but you take those out of the equation, all those other games are pretty damn good. So he's got potential for a big night. There's some value at small forward, but Hayward against the Lakers, he's their best scorer against a bad defensive team. I'm off of the guards pretty much in this game on both sides of the equation. Joe Ingles is back. He's 4,200. Not a bad matchup. Another small forward punt play for you. Sacramento, Memphis, pretty much off of everybody and everything in this game. Zebo could be sneaky here tonight at 8,300, but I prefer Millsap over him for about, 600, 700 cheaper. At point guard, Ray McCollum did hit 30 fantasy points against Chris Paul in the last game in just 23 minutes. So he's still min salary. McCollum versus Cannon, I think it's McCollum. I think it's McCollum over Cannon, despite the matchup. And then Boogie Cousins, no thank you against Marc Gasol. San Antonio and Portland, another game I'm not really interested in. And I know Portland still has a relatively small bench, but Aflalo is going to eat up some minutes there from Wesley Matthews. Kawhi Leonard's been playing terrible. LaMarcus Aldridge may be the one guy to look at because he's underpriced. He's at 9,300. Did sit out last game. I could see a lot of people like saying, I don't want to play him. I don't know the minutes. If he's playing, the guy has 40 fantasy point upside, 50 fantasy point upside. So for that reason, I'll put him as a potential play. But besides that, not much else I'm looking at in San Antonio and Portland. All right, that's our look tonight at these games in Daily Fantasy Hoops. Best of luck in your matchups. All right, let me tell you about my friends over at FanDuel. You've got the $1 million Mega Slam coming up next week on the 4th. So why not get some tickets to that sucker? I'm looking right now. They got 3 ticket qualifiers right now four. They added one. 50 seats, 150 seats, 200 seats, another 200-seater. So run some trains. Not going to cost you a lot of money and should be able to get you a pretty good return bang for your buck there if you can manage to reach the tickets. So run 10 of the identical rosters in a $1 queue. Who knows? You could load up in $250 in value for, what, 10 bucks. So you never know. Give it a try. Also, the Slam tonight, 400,000, 50K going to first place. The Monster, 135 total payout there. And the Super Baller, they amped it up for you, boys, $200,000 at 1,065 buy-in. So you could turn that $1,000 into $50,000 in that tournament for you high-stakes players. But lots of lower-dollar single-entry tournaments as well. The Assist is a $5 single-entry tournament. The Dribbler, $1 single-entry, 11K payout. So turn that dollar into 750. No multi-entries there. So that's what I love about FanDuel. Good for the high volume and the high-stakes players. And also, if you don't have a big bankroll, don't worry about it. Tons of games to play as well. So check them out. Give them a chance to earn your daily fantasy business if they haven't already. They are FanDuel.com. And with that, I got to say goodbye to you for tonight. 3 hours of Great Grinders live shows coming your way. Starting at 3:30, it's Britt Devine, Draft Cheat, Gaby and Thad at 4:30, Dean and Al at 5:30. You get me and Beer Makers Fan, SiriusXM, Fantasy Sports Radio on your commute home from 6 to 7. And if you got any feedback, drop me a line on Twitter at Dan_Bach or at RotoGrinders. Gaby will be with you tomorrow. Until then, have yourself a great Wednesday night, and we will see you.